It's Thursday, the 2nd of May, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8am news bulletin. Against the backdrop of economic difficulties exacerbated by the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic, Namibian households confront the stark reality of rising fuel prices and electricity tariffs. Independent economic researcher and observer of socio-economic dynamics, Joseph Kefa Shiama.
Going forward, having said that, there are positive light, but not the immediate. And we need to understand that the person who's going to suffer is the lower earners and the poor people, because these people are the low earners and the unemployed people or poor people. They spend money in food. That is all. Yeah, it's truly is unfortunate, and I think that the government is going to look at that.
Political analyst and Professor Dr. Ndumba Kamonya offers insights on the declaration of unemployment as a crisis in Namibia, coinciding with the global observation of World Workers' Day.
Yes, we can declare it as a crisis, but we must match it with resources at both human resource, financial resource, and other many levels like political willingness.
Political analyst Wade Hankert shares his perspectives on the implications if the official opposition Popular Democratic Movement does not actively advocate for the declaration of this issue as a national crisis before the elections.
So it's a key moment for opposition to, just drive hard and aggressively in how they would tackle socioeconomic challenges, including high unemployment in the country. We need to see how government has been accountable? Have they offered viable policy alternatives in tackling unemployment in general and the high level of youth unemployment? And how would the Namibian citizen benefit by voting strategically and in their best interests?
South Africa's Democratic Alliance has leveled accusations against the African National Congress, alleging the misuse of public funds to influence overseas elections. The DA claims that the ANC organized a partisan gathering involving civil servants from the South African Foreign Service, directing them to support the ANC's campaign efforts abroad. Emma Powell of the DA asserts that civil servants funded by taxpayers should serve all citizens impartially, irrespective of political leanings. She calls upon the Electoral Commission of the country to take action against diplomats implicated in the gathering. Tensions remain high at Columbia University a day after New York City police arrested over 100 pro-Palestinian protesters, some of whom had taken over a building on campus. The decision to clear the protesters came after university officials asked the police department for help. Columbia student Alex Gilkarov praised the police operation, saying the environment had become unsafe for Jewish students.
I think it was necessary to call in the NYPD. Because what's happening on campus is just not okay anymore. It's a private campus and there are limitations to free speech. And I think we've all just felt really unsafe. Me personally, as a Jewish student, I felt very, very unsafe on campus. And I've barely even been on campus. And yesterday, 10 blocks were barricaded and it's just not contributing to the safety of Jewish students and any student for that matter.
And finally, Ray Sussman is presently embarking on a journey from Noord-Oever to the Kazungula border post in the Zambezi region as part of her heartfelt campaign called Walk With Me. Amidst her extensive trek, Sussman graciously spared a moment to converse with us.
I'm walking to raise funds and awareness for Namibia's youth, and especially funds for a youth center in Walvis Bay that the mayor of Walvis Bay is, well, he's busy with a project building it. I'm hoping to raise as much as I possibly can. I have about 5,000 in donations so far from friends and family, as much as I possibly can. Everyone is welcome to sponsor me.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.